I came home, and I live on a spicy corner of Fayette. So Milton and Fayette is where I live, and I like to call it spicy. but I come home, and there used to be this corner bar that also fried chicken in the third floor, which I'm not fried fish, which I'm sure was illegal. But anyway, I came home one night, and then there's this dog that's tied to a pole, and he's just barking at the bar, barking at the bar. So I'm like, okay, his owner's in the bar. So I go in the bar to see where his owner is. As soon as I walk in the door, the bartender like points this guy who's like passed out at the corner. And I was like, come on, guy, like your dog's out there. He's like, I'm leaving. So he goes and unties the dog and just kind of walking and falling on the side. And I'm like, oh gosh, where do you live? Like, let me get you and this dog home. So I live on Milton. We're on Rose. The next street is Milton. The next street is Port. He lives on Port. I'm like, it's two blocks, dude. We can do this. So I have the dog, and the dog is like a 7-pound terrier or something like that, maybe 10-pound terrier. So I have the dog. Guy's walking, leaning on the walls and whatever, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're not going to make it. So I get to my house because I'm on the corner, and I see my neighbor, Ronald, across the street, and I'm like, Ronald, you got to help me get this guy to his house. Like, we can't leave him on the street like this. So then Ronald goes in his house and, for whatever reason, gets surgical gloves. And was like, okay, I'm ready. And I'm like, I'm not sure what you thought we were going to do, but okay. So then Ronald with his surgical gloves is helping us walk, and like the guy's not making it. I have the dog. We get there. And then Ronald starts yelling at the guy, but like, I can't believe you're on the street this drunk. Where were you thinking? How are you going to get home? None of us know each other. Like, we don't know this guy. So Ronald's like laying into him about this, and the guy's like, I'm sorry. So we go, we get like one block, and we get to Port. Now, I don't know where this guy lives. He just said Port. So then we get there, and people are sitting on the stoops of Port. We're like, do you know where this guy lives? And people are like, down that way. And then we're walking, and we're like, okay. And I'm like, do you have keys, sir? Do you have keys to your house? And he's like, the door is open. And I'm like, whatever. So we're going. People are watching us. It's the dog. It's Ronald in surgical gloves. It's this guy who's barely making it. And then at some point in time, and we're halfway down the block, he sits on the stoop and passes dead out. Like, dead. Like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And Ronald's like, I didn't sign up for this. I'm out. And I was like, I can't get this guy. I have the dog and the guy. So anyway, I wound up calling 911 because I didn't know what to do. So then a fire truck and an ambulance comes because that's what they do here. I ask all the time, why the fire truck? Why the ambulance? Because there's first responders on the fire truck. Whatever. I don't understand that. But so now we have 9 people who are helping me, the dog, and this passed out guy on Port Street. And they look at him and then they like do this thing because like maybe he was faking it. So they did the thing where they rubbed his chest and they're like, dang, he is passed out. So then they were just all stunned by how passed out he was, and they're like, do you know where he lives? Now, I had, before Ronald left, I had gone to a house in the corner where the guy said he lived, and the door was open, and it looked like somebody lived there, and nobody was home. So I was like, maybe this is his house. So I said, I think he lives at 101 North Port. And then the 9 first responders talk about, like, should we just put him in the house? And then, like, they thought about it, and one guy was like, nah, because if this guy never wakes up or something, then we have to explain, like, how we put, like, a dead guy in his house. So I was like, okay. So then they put him in the ambulance and leave, but I have this dog. And I'm like, I'm not set up for a dog. So then I wound up and put the dog in the empty house. So... But I did check on, like, so, like, there were some neighbors. I came back the next day to make sure the dog was okay in the neighborhood. And I posted on Facebook, like, hey, if anybody lives on Port Street, there's a dog in an empty house. But I went back by, and I talked to the neighbor, and she's like, yeah, we know the guy. We know the guy. It's fine. I fed the dog. Great. Because I was ready to take the dog after that. And then later on that week, I saw the guy walking with his dog, and the guy was walking, but then he gave me a wink and a nod. So he knew all this happened. So that's my Baltimore story.